Please turn to Psalm 37, verses 35 through 40. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trust in him. In spite of the viciousness of the wicked against godly people, the Lord will not abandon his own. In spite of the opposition that we face as Christians, we are to continue to wait, to hope, to keep our eyes fixed on the Lord and obey his will, his way, and his word. Doing so will bring blessing in our lives. Blessings. He will exalt us. He will cause his face to shine upon us. Yet those who are wicked and bent on trying to destroy God's people will be cut off. In these verses, we have a contrast between the wicked and the righteous. Those who do not believe in the Lord, and those who do trust in the Lord, they will be crushed, and it will be obvious to God's people. The wicked shall be destroyed, but the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord, declared righteous by the Lord. David saw the wicked in great power, spreading himself like a green bay tree. The marginal note in the King James Version has an alternate translation next to this verse. It says, a green tree that groweth in its own soil. The bay tree is a species of laurel, but there is no evidence that the original word here refers particularly to this, or specifically to any other tree. This tree is a reference to a native tree of the land, like the fig tree is native to Israel. It's growing in its own soil, or has not been transplanted. The idea here is that a tree which remains in its own soil is more vigorous and will attain to a larger growth than one which is transplanted. And thus the figure becomes an emblem of a prosperous, a powerful, and a mighty man. Perhaps also there is included here respecting the man, the idea that he has grown up where he is, that he has not been driven from place to place, that he has had uniform prosperity, that on the very soil which gave him birth, he has risen to rank, to wealth, to power. His life has been spent in tranquil scenes where everything seemed to be stable and secure. What his end will be, the psalmist states in the verse before us today. He will pass away and no sign of him will be found. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. That is the end of the wicked, no matter how great a man would have been here on the earth. He passed away, he was not, and he could not be found. But mark the perfect man, the man that has been justified, that has trusted in God, the man who lives a life of integrity. Behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. The wicked contrasted with those that have been declared righteous by the Lord. I just mentioned about the man that passed away. He was not, and he could not be found. The story's been told of one of the most powerful and influential men of the 20th century was Lenin. On March 21st, I'm sorry, on January 21st, 1924, he died, having just finished putting on a trial of some priest in Moscow. The archbishop and his companions had been paraded through the streets as objects of disdain and derision. They were mocked, they were hated, and they were scorned. On the next night, the angel of death came for Lenin, passing swiftly through locked and bolted doors and by the triple row of the guards that were surrounding him. Death came and stood by Lenin's bed. Soon this tyrant, who was like the mighty green bay tree, as was mentioned in the text, would be stripped of his strength and his life and carried off into eternity. Lenin, a man responsible for so much death and pain and heartache, he had been stripped of his strength and life and carried off. And from that day on, Lenin was like a zombie, a living corpse. The autopsy that was performed on his body after he died revealed that there had been terrible damage to his brain, which spawned the poison, the anti-God seeds of communism, the atheism. The February 1st, 1924 issue of the English paper, the Daily Mail, reported what took place in the final days of Lenin's life. The man went mad. He spent his last days crawling around the room on all fours like a beast. He apologized to the furniture for his treachery and shouted repeatedly, "God save Russia and kill the Jews." God then gave death the nod to take this man into a Christless eternity. David said of the wicked, "Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found." God does deal with the wicked. This is a lesson that all of mankind needs to learn. God will not be mocked. It is appointed unto man once to die, and then to judgment. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. That is the end of the wicked. Now, let us contrast that with the man that trusts in the Lord. The one who trusts in the Lord, we find in Psalm 37, verses 37 to 40. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together, the end of the wicked shall be cut off, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. Salvation is of the Lord. It's not of man. Salvation is of the Lord. The salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them. Why? Because they trust in him. Even as Abraham believed God, and he was declared righteous. The just shall live by faith. The just person, the one that has been declared perfect by God, is not declared perfect in and of himself. He's declared perfect because that man has trusted in Jesus Christ for his salvation and then has an imputed righteousness. He's declared righteous by God because of Christ, not what he did, because he trusts in Christ. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. So let us look a little closer at the end of this psalm, contrasting the wicked with the righteous. A closing lesson that David addresses here is the importance of influence. But he used wisdom. See, even as Lenin influenced so many people for wickedness, we can be used by God to influence people for righteousness. We're to use wisdom in choosing our counselors and those we consider as role models or examples to us. He says, mark the perfect man. Mark that one out. That word mark is from the Hebrew word shema, which means to observe, to give heed, to keep, to watch. It is used in many familiar verses. Psalm 39:1. I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. A fool despises his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. As I said, mark means to observe, to give heed, to keep, to watch, taking heed in your ways, taking heed in what you speak, heeding what God has said, heeding his word. We are to watch, we are to listen, and to obey the man spoken of. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright. Unfortunately, today is just the opposite. Most of mankind marks the wicked man, pursues the sin of the wicked. Mark the complete man, the perfect man. He's a man of integrity, a man of maturity, a man of completeness and balance and wisdom. We're also to behold the upright, it says. We are to behold. That word behold from the Hebrew word ra'ah, which means to inspect. Inspect, learn about, watch, give attention to. The upright man is a man of integrity. Upright means he is straight, not crooked. He's correct in what he says and he does. And God says the end of this man is peace. The word peace means success, prosperity, residue. God promises success and peace to those who are focused on the Lord, those that obey his word, those that trust in him. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because, for this reason, because they trust in him. They're trusting in Almighty God. They've been declared righteous because of their trust in God. They're seeking refuge from God. They're seeking protection from God. They're seeking justification from God. They're seeking salvation from God. God will mock the wicked, as I read about Lenin. Deuteronomy 32:37 says, and he shall say, where are their gods, their rock in whom they trusted? Which God shall you follow? The God of this world, the God of the wicked, It says that Satan is the ruler of this world, that he has blinded the eyes of men. The Lord. Isaiah 26:3. Thou wilt keep him perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee. Whose mind is stayed on thee. That's why Paul tells us in Romans 12. To not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Your mind is stayed on the Lord. You're trusting in the Lord. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Those that are trusting in the Lord meditate on his word day and night. The Lord shall help them, deliver them from the wicked and save them. Help them, deliver them, and save them because they trust in him. I just mentioned about residue. What kind of residue are you leaving behind? What marks your life? What do people see when they see your life? What kind of a residue are you leaving behind? Day by day, when you leave the presence of people, do you leave love and encouragement behind? Or do you leave behind hate and discouragement and bitterness? Do people see the Lord Jesus Christ in your life? Brothers and sisters, I don't want my life to be here and then gone without making some kind of impact for the Lord on others. I want to leave a good residue and really make a difference in this world for Jesus Christ. Whatever God's purpose for my life is day by day, I want to fulfill that purpose. That was the desire of the Apostle Paul. Philippians 3, verses 13 and 14. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Reaching forth unto those things which are before us. The Lord shall help them, deliver them, and save them, because they trust in him. Is it your desire to make your life count for Christ and to fulfill his purpose for you? It should be the desire of all those who know the Lord. The Christian spoken of in our text knows the value of time, and that each day, each hour, and minute are gifts from God to serve him. On the other hand, those who are wicked could care less about the things of God. Their attitude will eventually lead to their ruin. They will be destroyed. The transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. Jonah said, salvation is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. If you know the Lord as your Savior, you have much to be thankful for. Our salvation is in him and him alone. When we trust in him, he not only gives us eternal life, he also gives us the grace and ability to face life and trials when they come. David said, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble, and the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. Are you trusting and relying on the Lord for your needs? This is an important lesson that David wants us to learn. If you rely on the Lord, he will strengthen you and deliver you in your time of trouble. Let me end with this short poem by Francis L. Hess. The Master's will, for this I pray, whatever it may be. I do not want to miss your best. Reveal it, Lord, to me. My own desires may lead me wrong. I must consult my God. His counsel will be justified when all the way I've trod. O soul of mine, delight in him. His word discern, obey. The plan you seek to know will then unfold from day to day. We do not live our lives alone. If I am in God's will, the lives of others will be helped. His purpose to fulfill. My all, O Lord, I give to you. My body, mind, and soul. May all the days that lie ahead be under your control. Where do you find yourself today as you listen to this message? Would it be said of you, but the transgressors shall be destroyed together? The end of the wicked shall be cut off? Or would you say, as the psalmist said, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble, and the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trust in him. Simply because they trust in him. Not because they were sinless, but because they came to Christ and they trusted in Christ and Christ alone. The scripture says it's appointed unto men once to die and then the judgment, that the wages of sin is death. But hear this, you who would not be saved today, you that are outside of Christ. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. The gift of God. You don't earn the gift. You simply believe that God has a gift to give you. And that gift is his son. And his son's perfect righteousness. I would plead with you and beg with you that you would not be amongst the wicked that shall be cut off, that would be condemned for all eternity. I would plead with you today to come to the Lord, for he shall help you, he shall deliver you, and he shall save you, simply because they trust in him. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved.